Hello, world. I'm Roger Corville, and this is For the Hope's Daily Audio Bible, where we read through the scriptures conversationally, talk about the truth claims of Christianity, and learn to fall more in love with Jesus and the people in his world. You ready? Let's roll.
Welcome.
She was African American, noticeably older than me, missing several teeth. And she was dressed like a hotel maid because, well, that's what she was when I met her. I was on the road for a speaking engagement, and like many hotels, the one I was at had an on-site breakfast option. You know the kind. It's not a restaurant, but they have a room where you can get some cereal or pastries or coffee, and sometimes they have some real food. But it's what happened when she showed up that made my day. Hey, hopeful. Welcome to For the Hope's occasional holiday reflection, where we pause our Monday through Saturday reading through the Bible in a year time together to do a short reflection on special days like Sundays, Thanksgiving, and this long weekend here in the United States. This particular day, I was at the breakfast buffet early, so early that no one else was around. And as I was adding stuff to my tray, this lady walks in, and I said, "Good morning." And she responded with something like, "Isn't it though?" "Amen," I said. Now, at first, I didn't notice how she responded. And those of you who know me know that I don't notice visuals like probably normal people do. I read body language for crap. But I do hear communication, and I heard her voice brighten as she responded. She said, "God is good all the time." At which point I noticed her voice trailed off in a curiously odd way, and that caught my attention. I looked up from the breakfast tray I was filling, and our eyes met. And as I waited for her to finish her sentence, I must have looked puzzled. And she, though, was waiting on me. I could sense anticipation in that awkward little pause, and finally she smiled her missing teeth smile and said, almost like a question, "All the time? God is good?" And then it struck me like a bolt of Jesus lightning. Duh. My friends, there is a worship song whose refrain is just that. It's a call response with those very words. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. She was waiting for me to respond to her call. Well, I finally blurted out something with zero finesse, like, "Well, yes, he is," in answer to her question. And now she came into full bloom, like a spring flower shaking off the cool morning as it strains toward the sun. "Are you?" she started to say. And she hesitated, presumably cautious because she was on the job. And I replied now, smiling, "Yes, ma'am, I love Jesus." At this, two strangers from opposite sides of the country, opposite gender, opposite color, opposite probably economic statuses, had a moment beyond words, a moment of, dare I say, communion. Well, it was now her turn, and she emphatically added, "Amen." My friends, if there were ever anything such as a holy hug from across a room, this was it. Her beaming, missing tooth smile embracing me, and me returning the squeeze with my smile. If there was any doubt ever in that moment, doubt was banished in the lived reality that in Christ there is no male or female, no Jew or Gentile, no rich or poor, no black or white. Two people who trust Jesus, experiencing what it means to be one, adopted into his family to be his bride, rejoicing and worshiping in a hotel food pantry. As I and my tray of breakfast exited the food area to look for a table, we parted with some unmemorable pleasantries, probably offering each other well wishes for the day. It didn't matter. In the most unlikely of times and places, I had met one of my sisters. Some of you will remember that just before Jesus was crucified, he prayed for his disciples, and then he prayed for all who believe in him, like you and me, and Jew and Gentile, white guy and black woman, like this. He said, John 17:20, I pray not only for these disciples, but also for those who believe in me through their word. May they all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe you sent me. I have given them glory, the glory that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me, so that they may be made completely one, that the world may know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. My friends, in the spirit of this extended Thanksgiving weekend here in the U.S., we could do worse than have the King of the Universe praying for us, still praying for us. It grieves me that our world is so divided, but in a way it's understandable, because every false worldview deifies something, and if it isn't Jesus they worship, the consequences will only end up ugly. But for one brief moment, there was a reminder. Two unlikely people in an unlikely setting got a glimpse of what he intends for us. And one day, I will see my breakfast sister again, and I'm going to be ready. I can't wait to be the first to say, God is good all the time. I love you, my friends. Amen. Amen.